Time's up for protesters. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The president of Columbia University in New York City gave pro-Palestinian protesters until midnight, that's now, to dismantle the tent city that they have erected on campus or face uncertain consequences.
The president wrote in her email to the students, "I very much hope these discussions are successful. If they are not, we will have to consider alternative options for clearing the West Lawn and restoring calm to campus so that students can complete the term and graduate." That's the real fear here, that this situation they have now could linger on through final exams and through graduation, which is now scheduled to be for May 15th.
Fox's Steve Harrigan at Columbia. Demonstrations have spread across the country as protesters demand colleges divest themselves of all investments in Israel and support a Gaza ceasefire. More U.S. aid will head soon to Israel after the Senate passed the $95 billion foreign aid package just hours ago. The bill also includes billions for Ukraine and Taiwan.
After more than 6 months of hard work, many twists and turns in the road, America sends a message to the entire world. We will not turn our back on you.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer noting that the bill passed with strong bipartisan support, 79 to 18. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
This is an extremely important day in the history of our country and of the free world.
Ukraine's President Zelensky expressing his gratitude while China warns the U.S. to stop arming Taiwan. President Biden says he will sign the bill immediately. The package also requires TikTok's owner to sell it or be banned in the U.S. And a Douglas C-54 Skymaster airplane carrying two people crashed into the Tahana River near Fairbanks, Alaska Tuesday, bursting into flames. No survivors found. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Jurors heard more testimony Tuesday in former President Trump's hush money trial.
Former American media CEO and president David Pecker testified he made a secret agreement to benefit former President Donald Trump's 2016 campaign. Pecker testified, quote, "I would be the eyes and ears working with Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to suppress negative stories about Trump and publish negative stories about his opponents, including former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State, then presidential candidate Hillary Clinton." Trump says this trial is benefiting his current political adversary, President Joe Biden.
We're locked up in a courtroom, but this guy's out there campaigning.
Pecker testified he and Cohen identified and suppressed stories from former Playboy model Karen McDougal and a false story from a Trump Tower doorman.
Fox's Nate Foy in New York City. President Biden showed his support for women's reproductive rights in Tampa Tuesday.
President Biden thinks he can win the state Trump held in 2020 by hitting Republicans on abortion.
Next week, one of the nation's most extreme anti-abortion laws will take effect here in Florida,
tying a patchwork of restrictions across 21 states back to Trump, who said it should be left up to the states to decide. Florida's Republican governor signed the state's six-week abortion ban into law. He's hitting back now.
He's coming down to try to support a constitutional amendment.
Biden may not win Florida, a state that's grown more red since Obama won 12 years ago.
Fox says Hillary Vaughn. Prosecutors in Los Angeles charged 29-year-old Ephraim Matthew Hunter with burglary and vandalism in last weekend's break-in at the home of Mayor Karen Bass. D.A. George Gascon.
Hunter is currently being held on a $100,000 bail. If convicted as charged, he faces 13 years and 4 months in prison.
And stocks keep rebound. Keep the rebound going. The Dow rose 264 points. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.